This piece I'm going to share now, it's a very short little piece, but it is definitely in that category of I got nothing, I got to give them something. And it's from a book called Danger Man Working. It's a really deeply personal piece. And if we can just get past the first sentence together, I think we'll be okay. Outside Magazine asked 13 writers to describe the greatest calamity they'd ever faced in the wild. There were stories of avalanches, 60-foot waves, and guerrilla war gunfire. All I can say is, everything's relative. I learned to poop in the woods while I was still in single digits. Our small Wisconsin farm was surrounded by hundreds of acres of swamp and forest, and my siblings and I were often out of washroom range when the urge struck. We became precocious connoisseurs of organic cleansing media. Wipeability factors varied. Oak leaves gave good coverage, but their slickness limited absorption. Pine needles were worthless, even injurious, but had the benefit of smelling like tree-shaped air fresheners. Moss was fragile, soggy, and sandy, but it had a decent swab factor. Finally, I can say without reservation that a fat handful of poison ivy leaves did the job quite nicely. The initial job, that is. The sequelae, to use a physician's term, were untenable. I was 14, which, given my experience toileting al fresco, made my mistake doubly knot-headed. Grandpa had taken a bunch of us to a riverside swimming hole. I still remember squatting in the bushes before going swimming and prospecting for leaves after it was too late to relocate. The only trees within reach were pines, so I groped behind me and felt a clump of flat, wide leaves. Bingo. It took a while for the itching to commence. Early on, I felt squirmy twinges of an intimate nature, but hey, what's new? Back home, 2 hours later, I was race-walking around the living room, fully prepared to drop my shorts and do the naughty puppy carpet scoot. Cross-eyed and panting, I racked my brain and reviewed the day. When I got around to reenacting the outdoor toilet session, I blanched. I wound up with such a blistering case that I was taken to a clinic for corticosteroid shots. The doctor also prescribed a topical cream and instructed my mother, a nurse, to apply it daily. Florence Nightingale herself wouldn't have showed up for that gig. I spent a week sleeping on my stomach, fitful and straddle-legged. Standard bathroom procedure went out the window, replaced by a wincing gavotte in which I lowered myself to the seat, did the deed, drew a baking soda bath, and delicately cleansed and patted myself dry. One misstep, and I would collapse into a seizure of spastic monkey scratching. Years later, I came across a poster in a Nashville print shop that said, "It's not the burning, it's the itching, man." And I thought, amen. For a long time, the fact that I'd wiped my hinder with poison ivy leaves was my little secret. I have to believe Mom had her suspicions, even though I explained it away by saying I'd backed into the stuff while changing into my suit. She kept a log of my childhood illnesses, and the entry for August 7th, 1979 says, "Poison ivy, lower trunk."